You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. I read, "Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto." I usually say that if Jesus Christ was here, or Paul preaching, the kind of believers we have today, they will not attend their meetings. They will not like their messages. You may think it is exaggeration, but even in the days of Christ, did you not read that many people turned away from following him? In fact, the Bible says his disciples turned away, and it remained only the 12. And Jesus looked at them also and said, "Won't you also go?" But you see, thank God that the 12, they were not following others. They were following the word of God. So they didn't do what they saw majority doing. Because sometimes you think that it is a man that has crowd that has God. It's not so. They stopped following Jesus and only 12 was following him. Some people will say, if he was truly a man of God, why couldn't all these people be following him? Why is it that he has only just 12 people behind him? After 3 years of ministry, only 12 people following him. But yet, Jesus preached the truth. He himself, the truth. And so you see Paul saying that he sent Timothy, a brother and a minister in Christ, to establish the church and to comfort them in their faith. Why? He said that so that they should not be moved by this affliction. He now added, "For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto." We are appointed thereunto. How many people want to hear that kind of message? How many people want to hear that we are appointed to suffer affliction? How many people want to hear that today? But that is the truth. Did you know what Jesus said to the church in Smyrna in the book of Revelation chapter 2? He said, "Fear none of those things which you shall suffer." He said, "You will be cast into prison and tried for 10 days. He said, "Be faithful unto death." That was Jesus. This generation of churches, we are not ready for what is coming ahead. And I weep. And sincerely, I weep for my children and my grandchildren. I'm saying, Lord, you must show us mercy. We simply don't have clue of what is coming ahead. We have been presented with a false gospel, with a gospel that has no challenges. Almost saying that once you come to know Jesus Christ, suffering has ended. He says we are appointed unto. The Bible says it is not given to us only to believe, but to also suffer. And Paul said, "We've told you, you know it, that see, no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto." Don't be moved by it. The Christian life is not a life where everything will just be rosy and rosy. We will face challenges, brethren. We will have tribulations. We will suffer afflictions. Just keep this at the back of your mind. And that is the gospel of Jesus. The Bible says, "They that will live righteous in this world, we suffer persecution." Do you know that just for living the life of Christ, there are problems you are going to face? Just for standing for truth. It's not people persecuting you. Just for standing for truth, you will face certain challenges. There are things other people can easily do, you can no longer do it. You will see somebody that all you need to do, there will be opportunity that all you need to do is just to reduce your age by 3 years. And you will see people do it and they will travel out of the country. They will go here, they will have some opportunity. But you can't simply do it. And people can't just understand why you are not grabbing those opportunities. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. God bless you.